Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Mark, can you hear me? I'm having horrible audio problems. I'm not sure what's going on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, could you hear me on the other one? I couldn't...
No.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. My microphone was doing weird things. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. Technology. It's a wonderful thing when it works. this is... I could going, Mark, can you hear me? Mark, can you hear me? And obviously you couldn't. Welcome to Access Astrology. Heather's not with us tonight. She's off in watching the sunrise in a ceremony with the sun rising ceremony where they worship the sun. Her husband is an indigenous Native American, and off they go. And I'm Ann Ortley. I'm in New York. And Mark, you're...
I'm in New York also.
Okay, and talk about what's going on in the heavens and what you're seeing aside from a lot of technology. Mars Uranus on the technology front, where the computers are not saving themselves.
Yeah, we got a dose of Mars Uranus just now.
Yeah.
They jumped in the sky and they fried the electrics.
Yeah, it's kind of like, we're just not going
to
work.
Electricity,
you know.
And Mars can be too much.
Right. He's kind of like, I don't think I want to do that.
But
so, yeah, Mars on the Uranus, though. It keeps logging me into the HyperX Cloud Wireless, so I think it's, I have something wrong with my setup here, so whatever. But, yeah, a lot of energy in the sky, that Mars Uranus, and I have a staticky line because it rained today, and whenever it rains, it's staticky. Yeah, the energy is very wild out there, Mars Uranus kind of thing, on top of the North Node. So works, it doesn't work, it doesn't, yeah. Say again?
Venus is going to sextile Uranus tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Venus sextiles Mars. So Venus, Uranus, and Mars are all doing a little dance together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of an interesting combination. Certainly,
yeah.
If you have any social life going on, it'll keep you busy.
It's definitely making the world a little bit wild, you know. So what do you recommend to people when they're having this much activity taking place?
Don't sit still.
Don't sit still. Okay.
You'll be very
plan.
Disappointed if you think you can get anybody to sit down.
Yeah.
You know, don't be a wallflower. Go out on the dance floor. Take a turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
In general, people are not going to judge you.
Mm-hmm.
And end of the week, we get the judgment with Mars square.
Yeah,
Saturn.
End of the week when Mars squares Saturn. There's a little bit, and we also break through and stop feeling so blocked too, which is always good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but in this early part of the week, there is kind of a anything goes energy with the Mars, Venus, and Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I say, there's no judgment. It's just get out there, shake your thing, and it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will enjoy the surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely an energy of a lot of change, too. I apologize to everybody for our bad tech tonight. I'm going to blame it on Uranus Mars. But there's an void moon in Virgo. It's definitely an interesting week because the intensity is really high. You know, and a lot of astrologers have been talking about, that Mars Uranus on the node. And it's in place till the 16th or the 13th, depending on how you want to count it. But it definitely has a pretty intense focus to it. It really gives us, it's making us really see things and making us really become aware of things, because Mercury is in Leo on a world point, and so we're really finding out stuff we need to find out. But sometimes it's not not the easiest, you know, like we find it out and then we're kind of like, wow, I don't know that I like to know that. But thanks for telling me, you know. And of course we have a number of elections this week, you know, primaries tomorrow in some of the states, you know, around, you know, electing people. So a lot of energy around choices people are making and how they're proceeding. Have you noticed people leaving and quitting and stuff? Or is that more in my practice? People are kind of like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to be out of here. Did I lose you? Were you there? Oh, okay.
Must be sunspots.
Yeah. Must be a sunspot. I like that. Yeah. So energy flying. And Virgo moon, which normally works pretty well, but Mercury is pretty crabby right now. So anything you want to suggest to people to do on this week?
Enter Virgo on Wednesday. That'll be a big show.
Say again, what happens on Wednesday? You're breaking up, yeah. You went away.
Hello?
What happens on Wednesday? Your phone's breaking up.
Mercury goes into Virgo.
Oh, Mercury goes into Virgo, right. Yeah, and then he's in Virgo until the 24th of April, of August, yeah. So that gives him a whole lot of new communication ability in terms of how he connects and what he does. And so that's helpful. That it calms him down, because when he's in Aries, he's kind of a little bit bossy and a little out of control. So once he goes into Virgo, he gets a little better behaved. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
So
it feels like he's really got the knack for it.
Very what?
He's got the knack for communicating.
Yeah, yeah. And organizing. Very good at organizing when he goes into Virgo, too. Speaking as a Virgo, I'm a disorganized Virgo, but I know in the piles, I know about what's in what's each pile. That's not always in file folders. So, yeah. So that shifts, and then Mars goes past his block to Saturn at the end of the week. So that frustration that we're feeling, you know, kind of an annoyance. And, of course, Mars is in Taurus, and so as he goes past, he also is going to hit the nodes of fate this week as he goes forward. And so there's a lot of energy for him. And Mercury is opposite the Saturn, too, so frustration from Mercury's point of view also. So it's an interesting week where you can feel frustrated in your communication, like Blog Talk Radio doesn't work, or you're also really aware of, gee, why isn't this happening the way it should be? There's something going on here that's not quite right, you know? It's that Marvin Gaye song, there's something happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. So do you want to take some callers?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add before we pick up the callers?
No, just Mars squares Saturn on Sunday. I mentioned that. But that's something to pay attention to.
Yeah. And how do you think of that one showing up, when Mars squares Saturn?
Well, it's often a challenge. And it's a challenge to the way that you do things. And there's a feeling that you haven't got it right. So Saturn says, you know, put more of the right kind of energy into it. And Mars says, I'm already doing that. So just know that you putting your energy into things will be tested. And,
that's a good point. Because Mars, he's complaining because he feels like he's been pushing, but he finally gets past the roadblock. which is always an important moment, to getting past that roadblock. All right. It's saying we're not connected. All right, I don't know what happened. Let me try again. Like a nightmare. You can hear me though, right? Can you hear me? Okay, we back in? Can you hear me again? Hello? I don't know what's going on. This is bizarre. Can you hear me, Mark?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, you there? Okay.
Yep,
I'm not quite sure
now?
What's going on. It's saying we're not connected. Please call in. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can, but the blog talk's telling me we're not connected, so I don't know if anybody else can hear us.
Wow.
Connect. Yeah, it's really a little flaky tonight. And it keeps dropping me from the thing, so... I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody else can.
I don't know if anybody else can hear us or not. Mm-hmm. we'll try. We'll
it
ask. Hi, 530. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi.
Oh,
what's your
good.
Question? Well, good. We got something working here. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with the tech tonight. It dropped me. It brought me back in. But yeah, what's your question?
I was wondering what this Mars Uranus on the node is doing for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your birthday?
My birthday's 6/26/1959 in Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
At 8:18 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know. I don't know why it's giving us such trouble today, but it is. All right, 8:18 p.m. Okay, I'm assuming if you can hear us, other people can too. We'll see what happens. Okay, so June 2, 6/1959, 8:18 p.m. L.A. So for you, this Mars Uranus is in your edge of your fourth house, home, family. Squaring your Venus in the eighth. So financial issues around money, financial issues around debt, financial issues around your home. You natally have a Mars Uranus aspect in your chart. Mars and Uranus are joined at 15 Leo. So for you, this is a really big deal. It happens every 2 years when Mars and Uranus meet up. This one's down in your fourth house of home, mother, opposite. It's a little wide, but I'd give it to you. It's opposite your Jupiter. But it definitely is squaring your Venus, and it's forming what we call a T-square in your chart, which is an action-oriented energy which is going to shoot over into your money house. Because it's on the node of fate, you're going to be working over the next year and a half with stuff around the home and your career options. So this is kind of the kickoff for that. A lot of times moving houses, changing homes, and shifting away from the work you've been doing for a while. Sometimes retirement, but more often like an adjustment in terms of what you want to do next. So does that kind of match where you're finding the experience take place?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
What is it bringing up stuff that was going on when you were dealing with stuff when you were 15 or when you were 45? Because Mars and Uranus were very active at age 14, 15, and at age 35, or 45 rather. So
I'd say
that
like more
home.
45, yeah, when I was, getting divorced and and moving and, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Changing careers,
and did your parents split up when you were 15, 14, 15?
Yes.
What was the, So you were getting divorced and they got divorced at that age. So in some way, shape, or form, you're divorcing your life or your home now. There's another, another, the next chapter, huh? Yep.
I don't want to do that.
I know. I hear you. But, it, you know, the universe is coming along saying, or if you're not divorcing, what is your commitment to making changes that make it go forward? That's a better way to say
okay.
it. Okay. Right. Because when you left before, you were kind of like, this isn't what I want. And now the chart's saying, well, okay, what is it you want? What's the next chapter? Similar to those years when the change came to you. This one is in your fourth house, so you're a little bit more in charge of it. But it's also a psychological house. So a lot of times people kind of dig into things and think about things from their early years and get a different perspective on them. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, the Mars Uranus is familiar to you, and you've learned how to use that. It's kind of an escape hatch a lot of times for you. You feel restricted and you feel like your hands are tied. And that gets really, really frustrating. And it's hard to get other people to go along with you. And then all of a sudden it breaks open. And it's by inspiration. So it'll help you to look for inspiration. And this particular conjunction is happening in that fourth house. So you might get some unexpected messages from your family.
So you were saying that, like, what do you mean about the finances? Like, is it going to be difficult for me right now or financially?
Well, it's aspecting your Venus, and it's in Taurus, you know, the conjunction's in Taurus. So it brings up, it brings up issues of finance and money and how you're, think of Venus, she does a few things. She does how you're valued, what your value is, what your purpose is, right? And so Mars and Uranus are in her sign. So what she's really asking all of us to do is, well, what's of value to you and what's important? Now, in your case, your Venus is a 20, Leo, right? So that's making that activate because the Uranus and the Mars are coming to square her. Mars is going to square in a couple days. Uranus squares her next spring. So your chart's waking up around value issues and what's important to you and, in terms of your direction and where you're headed because it rules your 10th house and it rules your purpose, your belief systems about things. But Venus sits in your 8th house, which is how you're valued by other people, how other people value you by money, how much money partner has, how much money you have relative to other people, how much you get paid. So there's a lot of questions around value, and I would imagine when your folks got divorced when you were 15 and when you got divorced when you were 45, money played a pretty big role in that story. Was that part of your experience?
So not really, because like we had a really like fast divorce. Like we just split everything in half, and it was just over.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just it was like over in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you feel the split was fair?
I mean, it was fair until a few years later when there was a commitment that wasn't met, and then it wasn't fair. But then, like years down the road, it got evened out again. But it took a while.
So in the moment when you did the division, and then it seemed all well and good, and then down the road it didn't feel fair, and then you resolved it. You resolved it later, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's kind of the journey of your chart, right? It has that. well, I did it, and then I got there, and it, you know, maybe didn't turn out quite the way I thought, maybe because of the speed or maybe because of the, it felt like the right thing to do. And then I had to go back in and reassert my value and worth in the situation. And what was your parents,
yeah,
when you were a kid watching your parents split up? What was their, what happened in that dynamic? Was there a similar story?
Not really. They, well, my dad left and my mom got the house, mm-hmm, and they didn't have a lot of money anyway at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
I mean, I'm not really sure, like, exactly, because I was, you know, 14, but.
Yeah.
It just.
And did your father
my mom
come
got
back afterwards for more money, or when your mom sold the house, did he get some money?
My mom just kept the house.
She kept the house.
It. Yeah.
Never sold it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't,
so when you're having these kinds of transits, it's always important if your folks are still alive to go in and kind of explore it with them and see, you know, to the extent you want to. Because
yeah,
it's a theme in your life. And so what the universe is saying to you now, and, you know, as a Pisces moon, a lot of times, you know, you look at money a little etherically, but then as a Cancer sun in Virgo's house, you kind of count the money. So you have this kind of mixed relationship to money in your chart. So, and that's born of, you know, your life experiences. So now as these are activating again, the universe is coming back and saying to you, so what's your value? What's your worth? What's important to you? And more importantly,
okay,
why? Because we're charting the next 19 years of your life. What do you want that to look like? You know.
You also, about three,
yeah,
months ago, started a new cycle with the progressed moon conjuncting your sun. So
you're a little soft, Mark. Say it again.
Oh, about 3 months ago, the progressed moon conjuncted the sun, the Cancer,
mm-hmm,
sun, and that started you on a new cycle.
Right.
Really, in terms of nurture and taking care of yourself. So
yeah, new way of nurturing.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay,
he's
well,
very soft tonight, but that progressed moon was on your sun 3 months ago. So that starts a new 30-year cycle about how you nurture yourself. And you're
what
a sun
Saturn.
What is
my progressed moon?
Your progressed moon right now is 7 Cancer. And your sun,
oh,
is
so
4
my
Cancer.
Moon and my sun and my moon are in Cancer?
By,
yeah,
progression. Your moon natally is in, by progression, your natal moon's in Pisces.
Right, I knew that. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what happens
so
is over the course of 30 years, the moon goes around the whole chart. So 7 months ago, it went into Cancer, and it came to your sun. And when that happens, it's similar to 1993. Or I'm sorry, 1994, and what was going on for you then, emotionally in terms of work and what's important, and, you know, and how you're going to go out into the world. So it's a new big emotional cycle.
Oh. Yeah, I just had a baby in 1994, my third,
okay,
one.
Oh.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, and then I was like, after that, I was just feeling a little overwhelmed and like, I don't want to be on the back burner anymore.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. And how is that similar to what's going on now?
Well, I'm just getting back to work again,
mm-hmm,
after being off, mm-hmm, work. So I'm excited to get back to work. That's why, and, you know, I've been really looking forward to it. That's why I don't really want to change my work, because I can, you know, I've been working really hard to get back because I was ill.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh,
I feel like I am nurturing myself more now, and I'm not,
mm-hmm,
going to work as hard as I was working, because I love my work, so it just felt like I wasn't ever even working.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
now I'm going to work less and, like, do more besides work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I want to get back into it, because I'm good at what I do and I love it, and and people love what I do too. They value it a lot. So that's why I was thinking, I don't really want to stop doing that.
Well, it may be going out and doing it in a different way, or going, you know, because you've been not doing it for a while, you're launching it again, right? Because it's on your north node. And it's saying, let's begin this new cycle.
Yeah, it is a new cycle,
Yeah.
So maybe in the new way, it's just going to be like not working as much, but still working.
Yeah. Taking, you know, taking better care of you and making sure that you're, you know, you're really paying attention to what you need, you know, what paying attention to things you value, so you take better care of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
That could definitely
I
be
like
a way
that.
To interpret it. Yeah.
That helps you focus and work better too.
Because like
that,
it really is like.
That'll help you focus on work as well when you feel nurtured and not pushed.
Yeah, and it is kind of like a new start because, like, back in the end of December, like, I was in triple organ failure, so I almost died. And it was just, like, right on the verge, and I came back. So it is like a fresh start.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Ready to go back out into the world, yeah.
And now that I'm in it a little bit, you know, I'm like, I love this. Like, I'm, you know, it's. I really enjoy working. I'm not one of those people that, oh, I can't stand another day, you know. I'm like, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you love what you do, it's not doesn't feel like work at all, yeah.
No, it doesn't. It's really fun, and you love helping other people, and, you know, and they value you, and you value them, and it's just like a hand-washing, you know. One hand washes the other. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good analogy of it. Yeah, cool. All right, well, good luck with the new launch and the new work. Huh? Say again?
Yeah, I'm going to keep that in mind, and I'm going to, like, just see if there is anything, like, you know, that I should be shifting around to make it a little bit different or more productive or more valuable.
Yeah, and your health stuff does look like it's really in, you're leaving it in the rearview mirror, so that's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. All good.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark and Ann, so much.
Good day. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. And that's the end of the show. Well, it took us a while to connect. We apologize for our audio issues. Ann Ortley is signing off from the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan.
Good. And Mark Wolf over by the Hudson River signing off.
Off you go. Yeah. Everybody have a great week. Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.